Dublin's Talking Sport with Ken Doherty and Reggie Corrigan.
Let's go now, a little life out here.
It's a lot of fun. Keep it fun.
Hello and welcome to this NFL exclusive podcast in conjunction with Dublin's Talking Sport on Sunshine 106.8. We broadcast every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. with Ken Doherty and Reggie Corrigan. But unfortunately, due to COVID-19 health and safety regulations, the show has been postponed for a number of weeks. But please do keep an eye on our social media pages, as we will let you know as soon as we're back live on air. But for a second week, I am delighted to be joined by Stephen O'Brien from the UK Packers and UK and Irish Packers podcast. And I can see Steve is an incredibly happy man. And why are you smiling now, Steve?
maybe we're in the NFC Championship game again. That has something to do with it. And also that we did so well last week that we got commissioned again. So here we are. Blaine, how's it going? I mean, this is going to take off, right? I mean, do Reggie and Ken need to worry and be quaking in their boots?
Oh, I think definitely. I think definitely so. They're like, oh, Blaine's going to take my spot. No, never, never. I could never replace Ken Doherty and Reggie Corrigan.
No, we need to be better at the snooker and rugby, I think, to be taking over them. But anyway, we'll move on swiftly before they start getting paranoid.
That's it. And I think we'll have to, you know, we'll have to start off with recapping the divisional round that did not disappoint Steve. And you know what? I'm going to bring up your ACCA, actually, from last week. You got 3 out of 4. You got 75%. Fair play to you.
Trending
very
up.
Very good, very very good,
trending up. I was better in school, I promise. Yeah, look, it was a weird as you said, it was great for me being a Packers fan, because you know, with our potent offense, and I know sort of we were talking in pre-production and you were saying, like, you know, this is the number one offense going up against the number one defense. It was an amazing sort of, you know, what's that, a movable object phrase, which was brilliant. So the Packers really put on tape and showed that they are the real deal. A lot of that comes down to some very intricate and clever things that I know we're going to try keep this podcast and this video to 10 and 15 minutes, because me and you were chin wagging for 45 minutes last week. And in fact, if you take the stuff from before and after that, we were chin wagging for way longer. Long story short, you are now the best man at my upcoming wedding. So the Packers did really well, and defensively they did really well. Jared Goff for the Rams played really well, but it still wasn't enough. And their prize for winning that game is to invite the old timer Tom Brady, who again did fantastic last week against the Saints. You know, there was this thing about that he sent Drew Brees off to retirement. He kind of did, and that's not being disrespectful. And there's a really fascinating matchup there, which I know we're going to talk about a little bit later if we have time. But I know you want to talk about the injuries, Blaine. Weren't they a bit bonkers last
they
week?
They were indeed. And two major injuries. One in the first game against the Ravens and Bills. So Lamar Jackson, the former MVP, was injured, and that really caused a massive stir for the Ravens, didn't it, now, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed by the quarterback that came in relief of Lamar Jackson. He seemed to take up the mantle pretty well. He was running around and staying active. He was throwing the ball. So what I will say, and strangely enough, this never usually happens when your starting quarterback goes out, especially with the pair of Lamar Jackson. And we see that with Patrick Mahomes as well, which I know we're going to talk about in about 30 seconds. Lamar Jackson goes out with the concussion. He gets his head smushed into the ground. They do a bit of a Steelers effort with the high snap. But what I would say is that game shocked me, because I didn't think the Bills had it in them with their defense, because their weak part of their defense was against the run. And Lamar Jackson was seemingly unstoppable the latter part of the season, particularly with the run. And they've got some good running stable there, so you think they'd get the job done, Blaine, but they didn't. He goes out with that concussion. I would like to have seen what they could have done, because the Ravens staged a mini comeback, let's say, but the Bills were just too strong for them. And if we flip over to the Chiefs game then, Patty Mahomes. I mean, he looked rattled, didn't he, Blaine? I mean, that was a bad
hit.
Indeed.
Yeah. And it's the exact same as you said, Steve, too. The Browns nearly got a disappointment. They did when Patrick Mahomes went down early in the second half and Chad Henne had to come on. But it was worrying for the Kansas City Chiefs, wasn't it? Now, seeing Patrick Mahomes, your Super Bowl MVP, go down, your star player.
Yeah, and I mean, he is what makes that team tick. They have an awful lot of unbelievable talent, like Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. Tariq Hill, you can't cover him. I mean, there's no one that can keep up with this guy, the cheetah. He's the fastest, one of the fastest NFL players. He's probably the fastest NFL player in the league now. Travis Kelce is so smart as a tight end. And with a guy that big and that good at route running, you just can't cover him. And then you have Patrick Mahomes, who is absolutely the real deal. Like, I was skeptical slightly about him for a little while because of the big payday and all of that kind of stuff. And would people figure him out? They just can't figure him out because he's incredible. He can throw from both hands. He can throw while going to the ground. He does the stuff that you shouldn't do, and he does it so well and completes it. It's unbelievable. But he goes down with that head injury. He gets carted off, and Chad Henne did a fantastic job. But the kudos has to go on Chad Henne's shoulders, but also Andy Reid. Yeah. He called some really ballsy stuff on fourth down, Blaine, and he should get, like, he is, and I've said it before, I think I said it on the radio or on the podcast, is that Andy Reid should get an awful lot more credit than what he deserves.
Most definitely.
You know, you can already look ahead to Hall of Fame coaching, but I guess we should probably amble into maybe some news or maybe some previews. Where do you want to go?
I think we have to go into the news, and I think the biggest news that we have to talk about is this week's retirements. And one retirement that has been official and it's been announced is Indianapolis Colts quarterback Philip Rivers has announced retirement after 17 seasons.
Yeah.
So 16 seasons with the San Diego / LA Chargers and one season with the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to tell you now, Steve, he's fifth in all-time pass yards, pass completions, and touchdowns. But I do have a question for you now, Steve. He's got zero Super Bowls, he does.
Yeah.
So will he be remembered as a great in this veteran class, including Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, who have been Super Bowl champions? What do you think?
Well, like, a real football anorak and a guy who watches the NFL and covers the NFL and does this stuff, you know, day in, day out, he's a great player. He's a great character, and he did it with teams that he shouldn't have been that successful with. He'd play when he was injured. He was real sort of old school in that way. He's one of the old breed. And, you know, when you look at the teams he was on with the Chargers, you know, sometimes he wasn't surrounded by much talent at all, which is no fault of his. And then also sometimes he was surrounded by talent, but then they kept getting injured before the season. I have a friend who's an avid Chargers fan and has been for a long time. And every single preseason without fail, he would say, "Steve, it's after happening again." Because, you know, half the roster gets injured or pulls ACLs or whatever, and they're out for the season. So the problem with Super Bowl wins is that they're not an individual stat. Philip Rivers can't put the team on his back and bring him in and win it. The only quarterback that can do that, apparently, is Tom Brady. But everybody else can't really do it. And that's, Tom Brady has ruined stats for everybody because him and Bill Belichick did it for so long. But that's not the norm. People have to understand that. So when anybody quotes, and again, people are going to say, of course, a Packers fan says that because we have the best quarterback stat-wise in the league. You can talk about Super Bowl rings and Brady, and I think he is fantastic. I don't suffer from that sort of Brady hate syndrome. But we have the best quarterback, but we've only won one Super Bowl. And that comes down to a number of different things, Blaine. You know, special teams, gaffes, poor performances at the wrong time, albeit in the playoffs. But to find consistency in this league like he did over so long and not to be injured and to have such a great sort of attitude about him, he's one of the absolute greats for me. Will he go into the Hall of Fame? Should do. But, you know, people do look at Super Bowls, unfortunately, and that might be the clincher.
And speaking of future Hall of Famers and greats, there's been a lot of reports that Drew Brees, the New Orleans Saints quarterback, has played his final game when they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the divisional round last week. And you have to look at Drew Brees. He is number one all-time in pass yards, number one in all-time in pass completions, and second of all-time in pass touchdowns. He's a Super Bowl champion back in 2010 and also a Super Bowl MVP. And I have to ask you as well, Steve, here's another thing as well. Drew Brees is going to be a future Hall of Famer as well. Do you think Drew Brees should have stayed at the Saints for all of his career? Do you think it was a bad decision that he did stay at the Saints for his whole career?
Not really, because the success he had, I don't think he would have put up those numbers without Sean Payton, to be honest. There was all that controversy around, you know, the defensive headhunting and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of put a bit of a tarnish on it. But that just goes to show how, like, that defense, when they weren't playing scandalously, illegally, dirty, he had a good defense there. And like I was just saying about Philip Rivers playing, like, to win the Super Bowl is extremely difficult to do. Forget about Tom Brady. Like, when Lionel Messi and Ronaldo have gone out of football, you know, stuff would kind of get back to normal. It kind of is, because they're not at their prime. but yeah, I think... look, there was all of this stuff. Like, no one expected him to have the career that he did, for instance. Look, because he wasn't always with the Saints. If you look at his career before that and when he was shipped out of town and he was effectively seen as worthless, you know, he was a diminutive quarterback as well. And then he went on to do what he did with the Saints. And as well as that, the amount of stuff that he does charity-wise with the Saints as well is unbelievable. He's an incredible guy. And it was an incredible moment to see him and Tom Brady hugging it out and sort of, you know, playing with their kids on the field after that game, throwing the ball to them and stuff. He is an all-time great. And yeah, it is something to ponder. Had he went on somewhere else, would he have been as successful or more successful? To be honest, I don't think so. But one thing is for sure, and this is the thing that irks me, and it's along the exact same lines as what we're just talking about. Everybody looks at the Packers and Aaron Rodgers and says he's only won one ring. They've wasted his prime. You look at Drew Brees, he's won one ring, and people say he's an unbelievable quarterback. There's definitely a difference in expectation there, for sure. But yeah, look, the stats that you mentioned, that's the tale of a man. He'll go into, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But it's, again, it's still not confirmed that he has retired. He says he's going to go away and think about it. But I'm the body language expert in the UK Packers. And if you look at that body language between him and Tom Brady hugging it out, it seems like he's definitely on his way out. But class act.
It was a nice little video actually seen at the end of the game, Tom Brady and him actually playing with both their children. They were and finishing off. So listen, Steve, we're gonna have to get into the big guns now, and it is the conference championship this weekend, and we're gonna go straight in guns blazing. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to Lambeau Field to play Green Bay Packers, and this is the Tom Brady versus Aaron Rodgers match, the GOAT versus the GOAT. Come on now, Steve, don't be very biased now, but come on. What do you think?
Right, I'll try break it down for you. Anything can happen, right? But what's hilarious is I was listening to Bucs podcast all week because I was preparing for my own podcast to do the preview there, right? So I won't get too granular on this one because I know we're running out of time. But what it really comes down to is that the Bucs have said on their podcast is that the frozen tundra isn't that frozen because they've so many heaters, and they're going to get a shock because I've been in Green Bay when it didn't reach above zero. The beer lines freeze. This place is really cold. Now, I know what they mean, that on the sideline it's fine, but the minute you take the pitch or the field, I mean, it's going to be an absolute nightmare for these people. So what they need to do is the Packers need to do a couple of things to win this game. They need to come out fast out of the blocks. They need to use their running backs and keep their defense honest. Their defense sits quite shallow, so they need to hit those long passes, but they can only do that to the likes of MVS and their speedsters if they set up the run very quickly. One thing I will say for the Bucs is they're a good team. The Packers got trounced by them in week 6, but all of that seems to be an anomaly. So if you look at how they blitzed Aaron Rodgers and seem to frazzle him, but I did an analysis of that game after the fact, and Aaron Rodgers was off from the very first snap. There was something very wrong there, but he's flying high with confidence now. But one thing is for sure, even if the Packers go up, which they have done in most of their games, if they go up and they're at home, remember, so they have that advantage, you can never count Tom Brady out. Tom Brady brought the Patriots back against the Falcons. And guess who was the quarterback's coach for the Falcons? It was Matt LaFleur, the head coach now of the Packers, right? So he knows firsthand what it's like to come up against Tom Brady and never count him out. Tom Brady also is 38-2 in playoff games that are below zero. So he knows what it's like to be frozen and play at an elite level. Tom Brady is, again, a class act, and he's got an abundance of talent. So I would imagine that this will be a tough game. The Packers have what it takes to get the revenge on the Bucs in this game. But with Tom Brady, you just simply never know. But
very, very humbly, a very, very humble of you.
I know, yeah, Jesus. Yeah, we better move on before the total Aaron Love comes out.
Absolutely. And we have to go on to then, yes, the Bills going to Arrowhead Stadium against the current Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs. Now, come here now. I want to just mention something very, very quickly now because we are running out of time. Yeah. But Colin Cowherd, who is the American sports media personality in America, said that this game should be postponed until Patrick Mahomes is fit to play the game. Yeah. What do you think of this now? And then give me a little preview of what do you think this game is going to go?
Well, I'll tell you what, you pronounce his name Cowherd, which is very fitting, right? He's Cowherd, but it's also fitting because he talks a load of cow manure, right? So this guy, he's a sort of a shock jock. He's always against Aaron Rodgers until all of a sudden he's with Aaron Rodgers. He said a couple of years ago when Aaron Rodgers, a hit piece came out by a guy called Ty Dunn, And he had all these anonymous sources. The ones that weren't anonymous were players that were known for talking trash about Aaron Rodgers, Greg Jennings and Jermichael Finley. And Cowherd came out and said, oh, people need to jump on this. I mean, they really need to go all out. So he's into his personal attacks, right? Of course he would say it because he has us talking about it. That's exactly what we're doing. When it comes to concussions, it's a bad thing for the game. And that's why the NFL themselves have brought in all these rules, like, you know, they've shortened kickoffs because that's where most of those injuries would happen. You can't lead with your head, roughing the passer if you sort of fart in his direction. So that's what kind of happens. They're trying to protect these quarterbacks because it's a terrible game when they get injured. Now, that, funnily enough, wasn't actually the case last weekend when we saw Lamar Jackson and Patty Mahomes go out, right? But they don't know if Patrick Mahomes is going to play. And here's my prediction. If Patrick Mahomes doesn't play, the Bills win this game. If Patrick Mahomes does play, the Chiefs are not guaranteed to win because we don't know what condition Mahomes is actually going to be in. He still needs to pass the concussion protocol. He hasn't been practicing all week. He's done what they call light practice. So he needs to get back into it and then be evaluated. Now, I would trust the team that they have. Chad Henne actually played out of his socks. But the Bills, I keep playing them down, but they are a real deal. But they have some deficiencies in really, really glaring places. They blitz almost more than anybody else on defense. However, they don't tend to get home when they blitz. And if Patty Mahomes is playing, well, then he's the best in the league against the blitz. His quarterback rating almost rises when you blitz him because you commit more defensive players to him. He can sniff it out. He's mobile in the pocket. If he's not running, well, then he can pick someone down the field and he has those speedsters to get open quickly. So the Chiefs are very, very difficult to beat. So if Mahomes isn't 100%, I reckon that they're probably going to lose this game just because what keeps the Bills in their games is defense. And that's what they're going to depend on in this game. They're not a strong running team. They depend on Josh Allen, who's been absolutely fantastic this season, to use his legs. Stephon Diggs is the real X factor there. He didn't really get going properly in that game last week. If they get him going, well, then they definitely have a chance. But it's all going to focus on defense for them, which is stopping Mahomes and keeping him off the field and scoring defense that when they do get him on, is that they try get some interceptions or pick sixes. If that doesn't happen, I think the Bills would go down. I was an awful lot more higher on the Bills until I started digging into the sort of detailed stats, you know, around those sort of those blitz stats and everything else. But yeah, look, it could go either way. So if we get to the acca really quickly before we finish up, I reckon that Green Bay beat the Bucks, and I reckon that the Bills beat the Chiefs. Right, and listen, that's going against all odds. If you want a 5-1 shot, and this hurts my heart to say, go for the Bucks to beat the Packers. Now, you will lose your money. I'm just going to tell you that, right? totally biased. But if you go for Bucks and Bills, you get a 5-1. If you go for Chiefs and Packers, you get barely 2-1. So it's not really worth your money. So put your money in your pocket and buy your partner a nice takeaway. I mean, that's what I would say, and just enjoy the games.
And listen, you finish off strong, and that's it. Steve from the UK Packers finishes off with the Green Bay Packers will beat the Bucks. Put your money back in your pocket. Don't even bet against them. Well, listen, Steve, thank you very, very much. I really, really appreciate you for coming on. And I really hope that next time we do talk, that you'll be smiling even more with Aaron Rodgers going, hopefully, Super Bowl bound. So this has been Blaine O'Hara with Steve Diddy, with this NFL exclusive podcast for Sunshine 106.8.